Have you ever noticed that not all do-it-yourself projects are worth it? Oh, some certainly are. You can save money and have a lot of fun with some projects, but others aren't worth the effort, and won't even save you money in the long run. How can you tell the difference though? If you're trying to figure out if you can build a new car cheaper than BMW, well, I can't help you. But if you want to know if you can do a DIY carry and save money by not hiring a moving company, that I can help with. Or, well, movers.com can help, but I'll get to that in a second. See, they're a free resource I found online, and I've been telling people about them ever since, because, duh, it's free. The free guides, there are a lot of them, are super cool, and the one I want to tell you about today explains everything you need to know about moving apartments DIY style, and it's not even the coolest thing I'm going to tell you about. If you don't want my explanation, and you just want the free guide, I can't blame you. Just click the link in the description of this podcast to go straight to the free stuff, anytime. It explores all the benefits of hiring a moving company, like the added safety for your stuff, your back, and your home, but it also talks about the drawbacks. Honestly, there aren't many drawbacks, but the price can be a real issue, so they also talk about how you can reduce it, and save some of that cash. Since moving rates can vary widely based on the size of the load, the distance being driven, and complications like stairways, I suggest using a free tool on the movers.com website to estimate the rate for a professional service first. This way, at least you'll know what the cost should be, and how much work you're willing to put in to avoid paying it. So how does it work? Just click the link in the description to go to movers.com, then click the big green Get Quotes button. That will take you to a simple form where you can input the details of your upcoming move, which will then be sent to 7 top-rated local moving companies. You will receive up to 7 totally free, no obligation estimates, which can be used to choose a service provider, or as a comparison for your DIY move. Don't assume a DIY move is free though, because that would be a mistake. The guide includes several important factors that may add to the rate, even for a DIY move, such as hiring a babysitter or pet sitter, taking the day off work, or enlisting help from friends. Even the best friends rarely work entirely for free, and you should expect to be dishing out for food and beverages at the minimum. How much your friends will eat and drink could become a pretty important factor in your overall cost, and it still doesn't include some key items like furniture pads, a dolly or cart for heavy items, and straps. Look, I'm not trying to tell you which is cheaper, or better, in any way. I'm just saying, it's complicated. Movers.com can make it easier though, with free guides for every occasion, and free estimates for moves anywhere in the USA. Just click the link in the description to get all the information, strategies, and estimates you'll ever need, absolutely free.